Good morning. And how are you? Very blessed that we have this baptism of little Lawrence Christopher here this day at this Mass. And it reminds us that what we give this child, Lawrence Christopher, on the day of his baptism is the gift of life, the gift of healing. And this happens by the faith of the community and the faith of the parents, huh? That's why we can baptize children, because of our faith. But when we get to the gospel today, the gospel is a great gospel, huh? It talks about healing and life. And now this is what God wants to do. He gives us healing and life. Now sometimes people sit there and think of God as just wanting us to suffer. You know, I once had one of my spiritual directees, he says, "Father, I don't suffer enough. I'm going to pray that I suffer more." I said, "Don't you dare. I forbid you to pray that you get more suffering in your life." Well, he disobeyed me, of course, and God got him. He might have had a hangnail or something, and he cried for 3 weeks. You know, we think that we need more suffering in our life. If you think you need more suffering, come up here, I'll hit you. You got it? I'll give you some suffering. That'll be as simple as it is. Don't ever pray for suffering. Pray for healing and life. Now, suffering will come to all of us. It's part of love. Love of God and love of neighbor. If you give your life away, you're going to suffer. But it's a joyful suffering. We don't go to have this suffering. It keeps us focused on ourselves. But one of the people called me this past week on my radio show, and he was talking about, you know, the miracles that used to happen, like today in the gospel and in the Acts of the Apostles, there are miracles that happen. And he says, "How come that doesn't happen anymore?" You know, and everybody's looking for an out. And he says, "How come the popes can't do that?" And I said, "Well, they have. But anyway," I says, "the problem, I think, in society today is that we don't have humility and we don't have faith." And that's what was necessary today in the gospel, right, to get this life, to get this healing, was they fell before Jesus, they had humility, and they had faith. Nowadays, people don't have faith, and they're more of a skeptic in everything. You know, my friend Jim McCarthy sent me one of those articles yesterday that some priest in Virginia wrote, and it talks about the end of the Catholic Church. And he was going on and on and on, this priest, about the reason the church is going to end and the reason we're losing people is because people are receiving communion in the hand first. It's because people aren't keeping holy the Sabbath, and the Lord God says, keep holy the Sabbath. Well, we forget that the Sabbath was a Saturday. The church changed it. We go to church on Sunday because it's a precept of the church, not because of the Ten Commandments, just as an aside. Because we change. It's no longer the Sabbath. It's now the Lord's Day, correct? And we go to church because of the precept of the church, but that's all beside the point. But what we do is we focus on the externals. The problem with the church today is a lack of humility and a lack of faith. That's the problem. It goes way deeper than the people that receive communion on the hands. Please. We simplify things to make it fit into our agenda, the way we think the church should be. But what we need to be doing is knowing that what I have to do is learn humility before God. We all have to humble ourselves. I don't care how you receive communion, but you better have a heart that's on your face before Jesus before you do it. You humble yourself. But then you have to believe that God is good, that God loves you, that God is always in your best interest for eternal life. You know, remember, why did God made me? He made me to know him, love him, and serve him so I can be happy forever with him. God always wants our best. Are good. He always wants to bring us healing and he wants to bring us life. But each of us need to come before him with humility and faith that he can do anything. And that's the gift we give little Lawrence Christopher today. He doesn't have faith yet. Can't do it. Not old enough. It's our faith, the faith of this family, the faith of this community, that we give him this gift and we tell him in humility and faith that, Lawrence, God wants your healing always. He wants to give you life always, and that's the gift he gives him today. He heals him forever from original sin, and he gives him forever the gift of eternal life, the gift that God gave all of us. And it didn't end the day we were baptized. It needs to grow. So today, let's truly pray that each of us have that gift of humility and faith, that we know and believe that God is out for our good, that he wants to heal us, and he wants to love us forever by giving us life forever with him in heaven. And we rejoice that begins today with little Lawrence Christopher, who will be doing that very soon in this very church. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.